Chapter 8. Aging of the Population. Elena Russo. Panagiota Elena. Paraskevi Charito. Cyprus, University of Technology, Cyprus. Healthcare professionals must understand the global context of healthcare to provide person-centered, culturally competent, and ethically sound care. By 2050, the global population aged 65 and older is expected to double to 1.5 billion, representing 16% of the total population. While advancements in healthcare and living conditions have increased healthy life expectancy and fueled the growth of the silver economy, challenges such as rising frailty, chronic diseases, and health disparities among older adults persist, raising important health equity concerns. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Population aging is a global trend driven by lower fertility rates and increased life expectancy. Life expectancy has risen by 25 years since 1950, with individuals reaching 65 now expected to live an additional 16.8 years. By 2030, the number of older persons will surpass youth and double the number of children under 5, with the most rapid growth occurring in developing countries. This demographic shift is significantly impacting caregiving needs, with increased demand for both formal and informal care. The growing need for healthcare, care, and social support services calls for expanded education in geriatrics and gerontology for healthcare and social care professionals. United Nations International Day of Older Persons. Graph 1 presents the percentage of young children, age 5, and older people, age 65 plus, in the global population from 1950 to 2050. It shows that the share of young children decreases steadily over time, while the share of older people rises significantly, with the two lines crossing around 2020 and the proportion of older adults continuing to increase toward 2050. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills in enhancing understanding of global aging trends and their implications for healthcare, promoting cultural competence in addressing the unique needs of culturally diverse aging populations, equipping students with strategies to improve health outcomes and equity for diverse older adult communities. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to explain global trends in aging and their impact on healthcare systems, identify common challenges faced by transcultural aging communities, apply principles of cultural competence in clinical scenarios involving older adults, recognize relevant legislation and treaties supporting equitable care for aging populations, reflect on strategies to balance professional responsibilities and personal well-being in providing transcultural care. Relevant definitions and terms. Aging. Progressive physiological changes in an organism that lead to senescence, or a decline of biological functions and of the organism's ability to adapt to metabolic stress. Aging begins as soon as adulthood is reached and is as much a part of human life as infancy, childhood, and adolescence. Physiological decline occurs across all body systems, diminishing the body's ability to maintain homeostasis when faced with stressors. This decline often makes it difficult to differentiate between pathological conditions and the normal aging process. Multisystem functional deterioration reduces the capacity to cope with stressors, leading to decompensation and frailty, which may present as confusion or reduced mobility. Symptoms like breathlessness or falls often have multiple underlying contributing factors. Ageism. The Global Report on Ageism, developed by WHO in collaboration with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, and the United Nations Population Fund, defines ageism as unfair treatment of people who are becoming old or who are old, the stereotypes, prejudice, and discrimination towards others or ourselves based on age. It can be institutional, interpersonal, or self-directed. It begins in childhood and is socially constructed, affecting people of all ages. Ageism has severe consequences, including reduced social well-being, lower quality of life, poor mental and physical health, and increased risk of early death. Cultural aging refers to the process of aging that occurs within the context of multiple or intersecting cultural backgrounds. It emphasizes how various cultural factors influence perceptions, experiences, and expectations of aging. This concept recognizes that aging is not a uniform experience and can be shaped significantly by cultural norms, values, and practices. Ageism in healthcare significantly affects the quality of care that older adults receive. Stereotypes such as assuming all older patients are frail or technologically inept can lead to inadequate or dismissive treatment. Systemic barriers, including lack of age-friendly facilities and limited training in geriatric care, exacerbate these issues. Transcultural care. Providing transcultural care is a professional responsibility and moral obligation for healthcare workers, emphasized by global healthcare organizations. Culturally sensitive care enhances patients' well-being, satisfaction, and health outcomes. However, delivering such care is complex, requiring nurses to understand diverse cultures, reflect on their own cultural biases, and apply respectful, culturally appropriate interventions. This complexity is further influenced by interpersonal, organizational, and systemic factors, making it challenging for healthcare workers and students to navigate within healthcare systems while providing effective transcultural care. Principles and values. Understanding global health and aging is vital for medical and health sciences students. Due to the growing diversity in patient populations and the increasing number of aging individuals worldwide, the integration of transcultural care principles ensures equity, respect for cultural diversity, and improved patient outcomes. The principles and values of aging and culturally competent healthcare emphasize respect, inclusivity, and responsiveness to the diverse needs of older adults. These principles aim to ensure that healthcare services are accessible, equitable, and effective in addressing the unique challenges faced by aging populations, particularly those from diverse cultural backgrounds. Key principles and values: dignity and respect. Every individual, regardless of age, deserves to be treated with dignity, respect, and fairness. This includes respecting the autonomy and rights of older adults to make decisions about their own care and lives. Independence and autonomy. Supporting older adults in maintaining their independence, decision-making capabilities, and ability to live in a manner that aligns with their preferences and values. Social participation. Older adults should have opportunities to participate fully in society, including in family, community, and work life, to combat isolation and promote inclusion. Equity and access. Striving to eliminate healthcare disparities and ensuring that all cultural groups, including older adults from marginalized or minority backgrounds, have equal access to quality care. Respect for cultural differences. Recognizing that cultural backgrounds influence how people perceive and experience health and illness, and respecting those differences in care delivery. Subchapter 2: Aging of the Population as a Global Challenge. Subchapter 2.1: Demographic Shift. The phenomenon of population aging, often referred to as the silver tsunami, marks a significant shift in demographic history. Traditionally, societies were youthful, with children making up a large portion of the population and the elderly constituting a small minority. This pattern was consistent across various civilizations and religious or ideological systems. However, by 2020, a demographic shift occurred where the elderly population began to outnumber the young. This global trend towards aging began in industrialized nations and now characterizes the majority of the world. A realistic projection of a future with 95 million older adults must strike a balance, considering both the challenges of caregiving and the valuable contributions this population can offer. Subchapter 2.2: Aging and Health. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the vulnerability of geriatric care, revealing a troubling truth. Global healthcare systems are inadequately prepared to meet the needs of an aging population. WHO released the baseline report for the Decade of Healthy Aging, which provides a snapshot of where we are in 2020 and where we aim to be by 2030. The report brings together data available for measuring healthy aging, presents the experience of countries that have been successful in starting healthy aging initiatives, and discusses what is needed to promote collaboration and better measure progress towards healthy aging. In the following video, watch an introduction to the WHO baseline report. Promoting healthy aging involves a holistic approach encompassing physical, mental, and social well-being. Early interventions and lifestyle choices play a significant role in mitigating the impact of age-related diseases and enhancing the quality of life in older age. The most common age-related diseases include neurodegenerative disorders, cancer, cardiovascular conditions, and metabolic disorders. Subchapter 2.3, Dementia and Alzheimer's Disease. Aging is the primary risk factor for developing neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Alzheimer's disease, the most prevalent neurodegenerative disorder globally, sees its incidence rise with advancing age, posing challenges to healthcare systems and economies. In 2010, dementia contributed to 10 million disability-adjusted life years among older adults, with 44% of the burden in low- and middle-income regions. Regions. Dementia involves progressively disabling cognitive impairments, and its behavioral and psychological symptoms significantly impact quality of life, causing caregiver strain, walked burden, and often leading to institutionalization. The incidence of dementia doubles approximately every 5.9 years, increasing from 3 per 1,000 person years at ages 60, 64 to 175 per 1,000 person years at age 95 and older. Early diagnosis is crucial, allowing patients to engage in advanced care planning while they still have decision-making capacity. Despite improved access to health services, gaps in equity and efficiency of dementia care and management remain. Promoting dementia awareness. Promoting dementia awareness is crucial for improving outcomes, reducing stigma, and fostering inclusive, supportive environments for individuals living with dementia. Dementia awareness involves understanding the condition and recognizing the signs, symptoms, and risk factors. Early diagnosis can significantly improve the management and quality of life for individuals with dementia. Furthermore, promoting dementia-friendly environments and reducing stigma are essential components of dementia awareness, as they ensure inclusivity and support for those affected by dementia. Benefits of dementia. Awareness. Increased early detection and treatment leading to better management of symptoms. Better support for caregivers and families, reducing stress, burden, and improving quality of life. More dementia-friendly communities that foster inclusion, understanding, and participation. Empowerment of individuals with dementia to remain active and engaged in society. Dementia prevention. As people live longer, the number of people who live with dementia continues to rise. This underscores the urgency of identifying and implementing prevention strategies. Educating the public about modifiable risk factors, such as education, hearing loss, hypertension, smoking, obesity, depression, physical inactivity, diabetes, alcohol consumption, traumatic brain injury, air pollution, social isolation, untreated vision loss, high LDL cholesterol can also help in prevention efforts and significantly reduce the risk of dementia. The Lancet report suggests that modifying these 14 risk factors could prevent or delay nearly half of dementia cases. This calls for ambitious prevention efforts, including both population-level policy changes and individualized interventions. Prevention should prioritize equity and focus on high-risk groups, with interventions beginning early and continuing throughout life. The report stresses that risk is modifiable regardless of genetic predisposition and that multi-component interventions can benefit individuals at both high and low genetic risk. Specific recommendations include education. Ensure access to good quality education and encourage cognitive stimulation in midlife. Hearing loss. Make hearing aids accessible and reduce harmful noise exposure. Depression. Treat depression effectively. Head protection. Encourage helmets for contact sports and cycling. Physical activity. Promote exercise to reduce dementia risk. Smoking. Educate and regulate smoking, offering cessation support. Hypertension. Maintain systolic blood pressure of 130 millimeters per meter (mmHg) or less from the age of 40 years. Cholesterol. Detect and treat high LDL cholesterol from midlife. Weight management. Prevent and treat obesity early to reduce diabetes risk. Diabetes. Prevent and control diabetes. Alcohol consumption. Reduce excessive drinking through price control and awareness. Social participation. reduce social isolation through age-friendly environments and community engagement. Vision loss. Provide accessible screening and treatment for vision loss. Air pollution. Reduce exposure to harmful pollutants. Figure 11 presents the life course model of the contribution of modifiable risk factors to dementia. It shows how risks accumulate across different stages of life. In early life, less education contributes 5%. In midlife, factors such as hearing loss, 7%, high LDL cholesterol, 7%, depression, 3%, traumatic brain injury, 3%, physical inactivity, 3%, diabetes, 2%, smoking, 2%, hypertension, 2%, obesity, 1%, and excessive alcohol use, 1%. Add to the risk, and in late life, social isolation, 5%, air pollution, 3%, and visual loss, 2%, contribute further. Together, these factors account for 45% of potentially modifiable risk for dementia. Cultural competence in dementia care. Cultural competence in dementia care is essential for providing effective and respectful support to individuals from diverse backgrounds. It involves understanding and integrating patients' cultural beliefs, values, and practices into their care plans. This approach enhances patient engagement, satisfaction, and overall care outcomes. Key aspects of cultural competence in dementia. Care. Understanding cultural perspectives. Recognizing that cultural beliefs significantly influence how dementia is perceived, diagnosed, and managed. For instance, in some cultures, dementia may be viewed as a natural part of aging, leading to delays in seeking medical intervention. Communication. Addressing language barriers and understanding culturally influenced communication styles are crucial. Effective use of interpreters and culturally appropriate materials can improve patient-provider relationships. Family roles. In many cultures, family members are the primary caregivers for older adults with dementia. Recognizing and respecting these family dynamics is vital for developing effective care plans. Tailoring interventions. Developing care plans that respect cultural dietary preferences, caregiving traditions, and health beliefs while promoting evidence-based practices. Building trust. Establishing trust through culturally sensitive interactions, including the use of nonverbal communication and engagement with community resources, enhances patient comfort and cooperation. Subchapter 3, Healthcare Professionals. Attitudes towards older patients. Research indicates that healthcare professionals' attitudes toward older people significantly influence the quality of care and communication they provide. Studies highlight several key findings. Negative attitudes impact communication. Nurses with negative attitudes toward aging tend to have shorter, more superficial, and task-oriented conversations with older patients. These interactions often involve a patronizing tone and exclude patients from consultations or decision-making. Low expectations and detached care. Nurses with unfavorable attitudes toward older patients exhibit lower expectations for their rehabilitation and more detached treatment. They are also less likely to use humor or remember older patients' names compared to younger patients. Exclusion from medical conversations. Across disciplines, older patients are often excluded from discussions about their own care. Instead, healthcare providers may bypass them to communicate with younger family members or make clinical decisions without meaningful input from the patient. Reasons for this include a lack of self-awareness, the perception that discussing care with younger family members is easier, and failing to regard the older patient as an individual. Overall, these patterns reveal how ageism in healthcare can undermine patient-centered care and compromise the dignity of older patients. Subchapter 4. How culture influences perception of aging. In today's world, the combination of urbanization, rising living costs, and cultural shifts driven by global interconnectedness is contributing to a transition from traditional joint family systems, where the elderly are cared for at home, to more institutional-based care systems. In many Eastern cultures, it is expected that younger generations will care for their elderly family members, viewing it as a familial duty. As a result, older adults often receive care at home, frequently living with their children or other younger relatives. In contrast, in countries like the U.S., it is common for older adults to reside in retirement communities, where many choose to live independently within a community setting. Perceptions of aging vary across cultures, influencing how older adults are viewed and treated. In some cultures, older adults are respected for their wisdom, while in others, aging may be seen negatively. This can affect their self-esteem and well-being. Western societies often value youth and beauty, leading to a negative view of aging. In contrast, many Eastern and African cultures value older adults for their experience and knowledge, with strong family and community support systems in place. Healthcare workers' understanding of these cultural differences is crucial for providing personalized care, improving communication, supporting family involvement in decision-making, and encouraging community engagement. Cultural awareness training enhances healthcare workers' ability to serve older adults from diverse backgrounds. Subchapter 5. Challenges faced by older immigrants. Aging in their host countries. Economic difficulties. Older immigrants often face economic difficulties, being overrepresented among vulnerable and disadvantaged groups. They tend to work in low-paying jobs with poor job security and minimal pension benefits, leading to a reliance on state pensions in retirement. Even those with occupational pensions typically receive low amounts due to periods of unemployment or early retirement. Non-European older immigrants in Europe are particularly disadvantaged, as they generally cannot transfer pension rights, unlike their European counterparts. Limited access to services. Older immigrants often face limited access to government services due to language barriers, lack of education, insufficient cultural capital, and inadequate information. They also struggle with navigating bureaucracy and often rely on family or community support. Professionals typically attribute this underutilization of services to the immigrants themselves, rather than systemic issues. However, the lack of inclusive policies, insufficient attention from mainstream institutions, and inadequate multicultural training for service providers contribute significantly to these accessibility challenges. Social isolation. Social isolation is a significant and ongoing global issue affecting many older adults, particularly immigrant and refugee seniors. It is often linked to factors such as racism, discrimination, language barriers, weak social networks, and separation from friends and family. Identifying socially isolated older adults remains a major challenge. A more comprehensive understanding of social isolation is crucial for informing policy, program development, and research aimed at supporting diverse older adults. Subchapter 6. What do European treaties and conventions say on the topic? While specific laws vary by country, common themes include anti-discrimination, social protection, healthcare access, and support for independent living. EU treaties and legislation provide robust protections against age discrimination, focusing on protecting the rights of older adults, promoting their well-being, and ensuring their participation in society. Article 19 of the Treaty on the Functioning of the EU empowers the EU to legislate against age discrimination. Article 21 of the Charter of Fundamental Rights explicitly prohibits age discrimination, while Article 25 recognizes the elderly's right to dignity, independence, and social participation. The European Convention on Human Rights, though not explicitly addressing age discrimination, has had its anti-discrimination clause interpreted to include age. The European Court of Justice further establishes age non-discrimination as a general principle of EU law, ensuring compliance across EU legislation. Mangold case. Mangold v. Helm, C-144-04, was a landmark case before the European Court of Justice concerning age discrimination in employment. The case involved Mr. Mangold, a 56-year-old worker in Germany, who was employed on a fixed-term contract under German law, which permitted such contracts for older workers without justification. He challenged the law, arguing that it discriminated against him based on age. The ECJ held in its judgment the German law contravened the Employment Equality Framework Directive, even though it did not have to be implemented until the end of 2006. It said that, in general terms, legislation that lets employers treat people differently because of their age offends the principle in international law of eliminating discrimination on the basis of age. the ECJ ruled that national courts must set aside any provision of national law which conflicts with the directive. Even before the full implementation of Directive 2000/78/EC, national courts must disapply laws that are incompatible with EU fundamental principles. European Social Charter of the Council of Europe. The European Social Charter is a human rights treaty established by the Council of Europe. For over 60 years, it has safeguarded the social and economic rights of citizens across Europe. Initially opened for signature on 18 October 1961 in Turin, Italy, the Charter has evolved over time to address the challenges of modern societies by incorporating new rights. Despite these revisions, the Charter remains central to the Council of Europe's core objectives: human rights, the rule of law, and democracy, underscoring that these ideals cannot be fully realized without the protection of social rights. Article 23 is the first human rights treaty provision to specifically protect the rights of the elderly. It encourages member states to ensure adequate income, healthcare, and participation in social and cultural life for older adults. It enables elderly persons to remain full members of society and requires states' parties to establish an adequate legal framework, making it possible to combat age-based discrimination and providing for a procedure for assisted decision-making. Watch the related video, Protecting the Rights of Older Persons, Employment Equality Framework. Directive prohibits age discrimination in employment and vocational training across the European Union. It aims to ensure equal treatment and opportunities for individuals, regardless of their age in the workplace. WHO, Global Strategy and Action Plan on Aging and Health. At the World Health Assembly in 2016, 194 countries adopted a Global Strategy and Action Plan on Aging and Health. The strategy provided the vision and objectives for 14 years, and an action plan outlining actions that need to be taken between 2016-2020 to develop the evidence base and partnerships for a decade of healthy aging. The aim of the strategy was to enhance the quality of life for older individuals by promoting healthy aging and addressing the challenges posed by population aging. The plan focused on ensuring that older adults can lead independent lives and have access to the services and support they need, while also fostering a society that values their contributions. The strategy had two goals: 5 years of evidence-based action to maximize functional ability that reaches every person. By 2020, establish evidence and partnerships necessary to support a decade of healthy aging from 2020 to 2030. It chose contributions to the Global Strategy on Aging and Health significantly advanced its two main goals. For Goal 1, WHO played a crucial role in strengthening the scientific evidence on healthy aging, producing guidelines, and advocating for aging-related policies. The World Report on Aging and Health and other research efforts informed national strategies, leading to a growing number of countries developing policies aligned with the strategy. While this progress cannot be solely attributed to WHO, it reflects increasing global awareness of aging and health issues. For Goal 2, WHO successfully mobilized member states, UN agencies, civil society, and researchers to lay the groundwork for the decade of healthy aging. The draft proposal for the decade outlined four key areas of action, including tackling ageism, creating age-friendly environments, improving integrated care, and expanding long-term care. Baojiao also launched initiatives such as Healthy Aging for Impact in the 21st Century, an online training program for policymakers. However, challenges remain, including the need for stronger leadership, clearer roles for partners, and more equitable country participation in the decade's implementation. The UN Decade of Healthy Aging, a global initiative led by the World Health Organization as a continuation to Global Strategy on Aging and Health, aiming to promote the well-being, rights, and dignity of older people. It aligns with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and focuses on improving the quality of life for older populations worldwide. The initiative recognizes the growing global aging population and aims to foster healthy aging in an inclusive and sustainable manner. The UN Decade of Healthy Aging seeks to address the challenges and opportunities of an aging world by fostering environments and systems that promote health, autonomy, and engagement for older people. It emphasizes the importance of collaboration across sectors and the need for innovative approaches to create age-friendly societies. Key objectives include A. Combat ageism. Address stereotypes and discrimination against older people while promoting positive views on aging and their contributions. Actions to combat ageism. Raise awareness through public education campaigns about the value and potential of older adults. Develop policies and laws to protect against age-based discrimination in employment, healthcare, and other areas. Promote intergenerational programs to encourage mutual understanding and break down stereotypes between younger and older generations. B. Create age-friendly environments. Develop accessible public spaces and foster communities that support active and healthy aging. Age-friendly communities. Ensure accessible public spaces, transportation, and housing that meet the needs of older individuals. Promote community engagement opportunities, including volunteering and participation in social, cultural, and recreational activities. Improve accessibility to services such as healthcare, shopping, and entertainment through physical and digital infrastructure. C. Ensure integrated care. Provide person-centered, comprehensive healthcare services tailored to the needs of older individuals. Integrated care models. Emphasize coordination among primary care providers, specialists, and community-based services to address the complex health needs of older adults. Focus on preventive care, early diagnosis, and management of chronic conditions to improve health outcomes and quality of life. Use technology such as telemedicine to increase access to care, especially for those in remote or underserved areas. By acting together, we can add quality to quantity and give all people the chance to lead a meaningful life, no matter their age. Together, we can make every year count, not by the numbers, but by how we live and grow in between. UN Decade of Healthy Aging 2022. D. Support long-term care. Enhance long-term care systems to respect the rights, dignity, and preferences of older adults with declining capacity. Enhancing long-term care services. Develop community-based care options that allow older adults to age in place rather than institutionalizing them. Provide adequate training and support for caregivers, including family members and professional staff. Ensure long-term care policies address issues of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Overall, the initiative is a call to action for governments, civil society, and stakeholders to improve the lives of older people, enabling them to live longer, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. Watch the following video about Decade of Healthy Aging. Final Reflection: Population Aging and the Empower Model by Małgorzata Szkup. This chapter emphasizes that global population aging presents significant challenges for healthcare systems in terms of equity, empathy, and cultural adaptation. Challenges that align closely with the core pillars of the Empower Model, particularly multiculturalism, professionalism, wellness, and education resources. The authors highlight the need for culturally competent geriatric care, the fight against ageism, and the development of age-friendly environments, all of which support the empower values of wellness and effectiveness. The emphasis on individualized care for older adults and on recognizing their cultural identities and values mirrors Empower's call for respectful, reflective, and culturally aware healthcare. The chapter also stresses the importance of dementia prevention and aging-related education, reinforcing the education resources component of the model and promoting the continuous development of healthcare professionals. In short, this chapter strengthens Empower's core message: care for aging populations must be culturally informed, ethically grounded, and focused on dignity and well-being, regardless of age or background.